These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? Let's find out and meet them.
I'm Stuart, 33, an IT technician from Telford.
I'm Donna Lee, I'm 50, a company owner from Milton Keynes.
I'm Daz, I'm 47, a firefighter from Sheffield.
I'm Rosie, 24, a medical student originally from Kent.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Stuart. Welcome to the show, Stuart. First up, an IT technician.
Yeah.
From Telford.
That's correct, yeah.
OK, how long have you been an IT technician?
Been working on computers since I was about 9.
Since the age of 9?
Yeah.
Would you say you were clever?
I wouldn't, but some people would.
Have you had any of, like, I don't know, tests or anything that you
I've
should...
been mentor tested with a score of 146, which puts me in the top 2% of Britain.
Great. Give me your mentor question.
They're all logical questions and...
Doesn't matter, I'm totally logical. Go ahead.
I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head.
Is it one of those, if it takes a week to walk a fortnight, how many apples in a pound of bread?
Exactly.
OK, right, I get it, yeah. I know I'm no good at that. Right, OK. Stuart, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd take the wife to Hawaii.
Good for you. Hey, what's your wife's name?
Samantha.
Right, let's get you and Samantha off to Hawaii. Cash build around. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Are you ready?
Yep.
Good luck, Stuart. Your time starts now. What TV show did Carol Vorderman leave in December 2008?
Countdown.
Correct. Cadbury Castle in Somerset is said to be the location of what Arthurian site?
The Round Table.
Camelot. What weather scale shares its name with the title of an English duke?
Pass.
Beaufort scale. Which senior British politician has a Dutch mother and a Spanish wife?
Pass.
Nick Clegg. Matching three numbers in the National Lottery Lotto wins how much?
£10.
25 quid. What Yorkshire town hosted Eurovision Song Contest in 1982?
Pass.
Harrogate. Arrabbiata sauce originates in what European country?
Italy.
Correct. In 2014, Dixon's merged with what mobile phone retailer?
Carphone Wireless.
Correct. Which Uruguayan footballer wrote the autobiography Crossing the Line?
Luis Suarez.
Correct. What word can be a blood-sucking mite or a mark next to a correct answer?
Tick.
Correct. Which king defeated the Vikings at the Battle of Edington in 878?
Pass.
Would have been Alfred the Great. Right. Now, £5,000, Stuart. You ready?
Yep.
Good. Time to face the chaser, but who will you be up against today? Will it be Jenny the Vixen Ryan? She's not a man-eater. She just chews them up and spits them out. Maybe it's the Dark Destroyer. He's like a force of nature. Drizzle. Perhaps it's the Cinnaman, all dressed up to put you down. Although, could it be the Beast? He could solve the whole of the Greek national debt in one kebab. Or what about the governess? If she was Princess Leia, Han Solo would have run away with Jabba the Hutt. Brilliant. Stuart, who do you want to take on?
I'd like to face Mark.
Really?
Yeah. If you're going to be the best, you've got to beat the best.
Good. Let's do it. It's time to bring on the chaser. Oh, it is not the Beast at all. It's the very foxy vixen herself, is Jenny Ryan.
Hi, Stuart.
Hello.
It's great news, Brad. If that was a Mensa standard performance, you've got every chance of getting in, mate.
Thanks, Jen. See what you did there. Now then, let's put some money on the table. Here we go, £5,000. You can change your starting position now if you wish. If you want to do so and take a step closer to home, the chase will offer you...
£1,000.
Thanks, Jenny. But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, she will offer you...
Stretch your grey matter a little bit. £25,000.
Lovely offer. Thank you very much. Have a chat with your team, Stuart. Rosie.
Stuart, if you built a computer when you were 9, you can win us 25 grand.
Yeah, absolutely. Daz.
I think you're better than that 5 grand, Stu. If you're feeling confident, go high, but 5 grand, first player, bring it home.
Donnelly.
It would do us a great favour to get you back here, give us some confidence.
Yeah. Thank you very much indeed. £1,525 grand, what'll it be?
I think I'll take the five, get back to the team, set us up, get all four back, and then we'll thrash you in the final chase.
Fair enough. Five it is. Chaser?
Strong words. Let's see if you can live up to them.
All right. Stuart, for £5 grand, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these songs spent the longest time at number one in the UK charts? A, It's Raining Men. B, Just Walking in the Rain. C, Umbrella. You've put It's Raining Men.
Thinking it was released twice.
Ah.
So I'm counting both the Jerry Halliwell version and the Weather Girls version.
Oh.
Rather than just the one release.
Oh, very good, very good. Correct answer is Umbrella. Staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Umbrella.
Yeah, the Rihanna hit was number one for pretty much an entire summer. It was 8-9 weeks at least.
Really? All right, thank you. Here's your next question. In Greek myth, who was punished by being immersed up to his neck in water which drained away when he tried to drink it? A, Midas. A, B, Priam. C, Tantalus. You've put Priam.
Have no idea on Greek mythology. No idea, a total guess on that one.
Correct answer is? It's Tantalus, staying where you are. Chaser has put.
Oh, dear.
Goes right with Tantalus, moves to win one.
If you ever watch any antiques programmes, Bargain Hunt or anything like that, they often buy something called a Tantalus, which is where rich people would lock away their whiskey, gin, sherry into a little cupboard with a key so that it was tantalising to the servants and they couldn't have it.
Tantalising, that's where it comes from.
It's named after Tantalus, who couldn't get a drink.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Learn something new every day.
Chaser's one behind. We're five from home. Here's your next question. Come on, Stu. The ephemera is another name for which insect? A, blowfly. B, mayfly. C, fruit fly. Ooh, these are tough. You've put blowfly. I don't even know what a blowfly is.
Neither do I.
Right. You've put blowfly. Got to be right. I think the chaser knows it. Correct answer is oh, it's mayfly. You're staying where you are. Now we're in trouble. Think she knows it?
Yep.
This could be short-lived, this. Can't believe it. Chaser has put oh. Crikey, Stuart, out in three. Blimey.
Something that's ephemeral lasts for a very short time. A mayfly is famously alive only for a day or two.
Ah, ephemeral means
something
alive.
Fleeting, so something that comes and goes.
Thank you for that. Stuart, I am so sorry, mate. I had the highest hopes for you. I really, really did. But the questions you either know them or you don't, mate. That's the problem. And you have been caught. And for you, the chase is over. Cheers, Stuart.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
It's ironic. Mensa comes from the Latin for table, and he didn't do very well at mine, did he?
Out in three. Next to face the chaser, it's Donnelly. Welcome to the show, Donnelly, from Milton Keynes.
Yeah.
Born and bred?
No, from London originally.
And what do you do up there?
I own a laundrette.
Really?
A bit of a dot cotton, yeah.
A bit of a dot cotton, OK, fair enough. And how do you relax?
Dancing. I do ballroom Latin and modern jive.
Oh, wow. Yeah, lovely. Have you got all the kit, the gowns and stuff? Yeah. Have you?
Yeah.
How many dresses do you have, ballroom gowns?
I've got about 25 ball gowns and about 40 dance dresses.
No!
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. OK, if you want some money today, what would you do with it?
Give the kids some pocket money and take my girlfriends on holiday.
All right. Donnelly, I wish you luck. Your time starts now. Complete the common expression. Did he fall or was he...
pushed.
Correct. What Irish band has won more Grammy Awards than any other rock group?
U2.
Correct. The body's fight or flight reaction is caused by the secretion of what hormone?
Adrenaline.
Correct. What colour wine is produced from the French Semillon grape?
White.
Correct. What first name links actors Walken, Plummer and Lee?
Bruce.
Christopher. My Time in a Woman's Prison is the subtitle of what Piper Kerman memoir?
Pass.
Orange is the New Black. What line marks the back of a playing area on a tennis court?
Chalk.
Baseline. According to a song in the musical Cabaret, what has a clinking, clanking sound?
Pass.
Money. After Alaska and Texas, what is the third largest US state by area?
California.
Correct. International Rescue was the working title of what 60s TV puppet show?
Thunderbirds.
Correct. In wedding anniversaries, what gift comes 10 years after gold?
Pearl.
Nope, not pearl.
Diamond.
Would have been diamond, yeah. Very good, though. $6,000, Donnelly.
That's respectable.
You bet, mate. $6,000 is good. However, time to face the chaser.
Hello, Donnelly.
Hi there.
You own a laundrette?
I do, yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm about to take you to the cleaners.
I won't get in a lager about that.
Let's put some money on the table. $6,000. Now then, if you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
Decent cash builder, £1,000.
Thank you, but if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, she will offer you...
An improvement on Stuart's offer, £30,000.
Big money, thank you. Donnelly, have a chat with your team. Rosie.
Donnelly, you did really well in your cash builder, but if you want to take the lower offer and just get back here, I won't hold it against you.
Daz?
Yeah, $6,000, great cash builder. She's on form, so six or one, your choice.
Thank you very much indeed. OK. You should work with Daz. £1,630,000. What'll it be?
I'm going to go for the 6,000.
Six it is, Chaser.
Understandable. It's still a risk, though. You saw what I did to Stuart.
Yeah. I'll take that risk.
Yeah, good for you. Donnelly for $6,000. The chase is on. Good luck, Donnelly. Here comes your first question. In 1987, the Mr. Potato Head toy lost which accessory after pressure from campaigners? A, beer can. B, a revolver. C, smoking pipe. You've put... smoking pipe.
Seems logical.
I used to have one, I can't remember it. Correct answer is... well played, very good. Step close to home, smoking pipe is right. Chase has put... goes right with smoking pipe, very good as well. Comes onto the table. Here's your next question. Which of these countries joined the United Nations most recently? A, Macedonia. B, Montenegro. C, Moldova. You've put Montenegro.
Yeah, pure guess. Not great at geography.
Correct answer is... well played. Step closer to home. Montenegro is right. Chase has put... goes right with Montenegro.
It was Serbia and Montenegro for quite some time, but then they split up.
Thank you. Here's your next question. Which US actress starred in the films The Help, Zero Dark Thirty and Interstellar? A, Jessica Chastain. B, Emma Stone. C, Anne Hathaway. You've put Jessica Chastain.
I don't think it's Anne Hathaway, so it was a 50-50 guess.
Correct answer is... well played. Step close to home. Jessica Chastain is right. Chase has put. Also goes with Chastain and remains the three behind the two from home. Here's your next question. In the novel The Day of the Triffids, the humans become vulnerable after most of them have been made what? A, blind. B, deaf. C, mute. You've put... blind.
Never seen it. So guessing.
Correct answer is... it is blind. Well played. Step closer to home. Chase has put... also goes blind. Remains the three behind. One from home. This is great. Here we go, here's your next question. Patrick and Pippa were the neighbours of which sitcom character? A, Del Boy Trotter. B, Reggie Perrin. C, Victor Meldrew. You put Reggie Perrin.
Yeah, vaguely remember it.
Yeah. All right. Correct answer is to go through with $6,000. Victor Meldrew, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Here she comes. Goes right with Victor Meldrew, moves to within two.
Played by Angus Deaton.
Yeah. Here's your next question. The Golden Horde was an empire founded by which people? A, Huns, B, Turks, C, Mongols. You've put Mongols.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was the Turks or the Mongols, so, again, I guess.
Right, good. Here we go. You've put Mongols to go through with £6,000. Correct answer is... Very good. Very good indeed. Well played. I think we flipped a couple, did we, would you say? Yeah, but no, that's all cool. Chaser.
It's a player with very good instincts. Yeah. So could be very helpful in the final chase.
Yeah, and pretty quick in the cash builder as well. That bodes well. You're okay. Through to the final chase. Thank well you. Done, Donnelly. Congratulations, Donnelly. £6,000. That's great. Well done. Very, very good indeed. Chaser.
There's not much I can do when a player's got such a good run of luck and good form there. Well done.
So, Donnelly is through to the final chase. Daz is up after the break. Will he clean up? See you in a minute. Welcome back. Next to face the chaser, it's Daz. Welcome to the show, Daz.
Thank you, Brad.
Firefighter.
That's correct, yeah.
Dangerous old job, that, mate.
It is a dangerous job at times, yeah. I've been doing it 20 years now, so, yeah, team you work with, they're all good lads or lasses. Yeah, it's good.
How do you relax?
Like watching football. I used to play up until last season.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. My heart still says I could, but my knees say no chance.
It's the way with knees. Yeah. And who do you follow?
Sheffield United.
All right, well, listen, if you won some money today, Daz, what would you do with it?
I'd like to take my family on a well-deserved holiday, but I'd also like to get another tattoo. I've got a full-sleeve tattoo coming onto my chest on my left arm. I'd like to get the right arm done.
OK, good luck, mate. Your time starts now. Which monarch first appeared on UK postage stamps in 1952?
Queen Elizabeth.
Correct. Emma Watson co-starred with Russell Crowe in what 2014 biblical epic?
Noah.
Correct. The Ladrow Porcelain Company was founded in what country?
Italy.
Spain. What does the T stand for in the name of the restaurant chain TGI Fridays?
Thank.
Correct. Which French football manager moved from Nagoya to London in 1996?
Arsene Wenger.
Correct. Doppelganger Katerina Petrova is a character in what supernatural TV drama?
Pass.
Vampire Diaries. In the Sherlock Holmes stories, landlady Mrs. Hudson lives on what London road?
Baker Street.
Correct. What twin-hulled boat gets its name from the Tamil for tied wood?
Catamaran.
Correct. What prayer is said 10 times in each sequence of a Roman Catholic rosary?
Pass.
Hail Mary. 100 billion... Very good again. Another £6,000. Happy with that?
Yeah, happy with that, yeah.
Yeah. Are you a gambling man?
I've been known to gamble a bit, yeah.
Good. Time to face the chaser.
Daz.
Hello.
Hiya. I'm afraid you're not getting another tattoo. Well, I can lend you a biro and you just don't have to wash then.
Here we go. Let's put some money on the table. £6,000, another good cash builder. Step closer to home, we'll see the chaser give you an offer of...
£1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, she will offer you...
It's going up, 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 like you on a ladder. £40,000.
Big money. Have a chat with your team. Rosie.
Daz, I think we really need you back here. I know 40's tempting, but I'd go for a lower offer if I were you.
Thank you, Rosie. Donnelly.
I think there's safety in numbers and we want you back.
Thank you very much. Right. That means the choice is basically yours. £1,640,000. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking I want 40.
Do you?
I'm going to take back what I've earned, £6,000.
£6,000, yeah, grand, OK. Yeah. Six it is, chaser.
To see if you're as lucky as Donnelly or as unlucky as Stuart.
Let's do that. Daz, for £6,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Who designed the bridesmaid dress worn by Pippa Middleton at her sister's wedding? A, Sarah Burton, B, Vivian Westwood, C, George at Asda. You've put Sarah Burton.
Women's dresses, Brad.
Me too, mate. I'm with you. OK, you've put Sarah Burton. Correct answer is... Yeah, Sarah Burton is right. Well played. Step close home. Chase has put. Yeah, it goes right to Sarah Burton.
Sarah Burton also designed the wedding dress, so it was a little bit of a tricksy question, actually.
Oh, I see. Here's your next question. Who wrote the line, "What a beautiful pussy you are"? A. Edward Lear. B. Alfred Lord Tennyson. C. Barbara Cartland. Who Barbara Cartland? Oh. Oh. You've put Alfred Lord Tennyson.
Well, I ruled C out. It was just a 50-50 A or B, Brad.
Correct answer is... Edward Lear, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Edward Lear. Chaser moves to within two or four from home. Owl and the Pussycat?
From The Owl and the Pussycat, it's part of the song that the owl sings to his bride, the pussycat.
Ah, right, that's it, thank you. Here's your next question. In 2013, which boy band had a top 10 hit with the song We Own the Night? A, One Direction. B, The Wanted. C, Union J. You've put The Wanted. Boy bands and dresses, mate. Not for us lads, is it?
No, I need my daughter here.
You've put The Wanted. Correct answer is... Well played. Very good. Step closer to home. The Wanted is the right answer. Chase has put. Goes wrong with Union J. Game opens up. Excellent.
They all jumble into one for me at the moment, Brad. I'm getting to that age.
OK, babe, mate, wait till you're mine. Here's your next question. In what Olympic discipline might an athlete be marked for a flick-flack? A, archery. B, gymnastics. C, three-day eventing. Oh, yeah. You've put... gymnastics. Yeah, that's when flick-flack. They go like... Yeah.
Over top, yeah.
Yeah. Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer home. Flick-flack it is. Gymnastics. Chaser has put... Goes right with gymnastics. Quite a good game, this, actually. Here's next question. Two from home. Chaser, three from us. The air gap is a wide break in which English range of hills? A, Chilterns. B, Mendips. C, Pennines. You've put Mendips.
Yeah, again, I don't think it went Pennines, so it's A or B. I would just went for B, straight down middle.
Correct answer is... Bad luck, Pennines it is. Staying where you are, Chaser's put. Goes right with the Pennines, moves to within two.
Bad Yorkshire knowledge that the River Aire flows through Leeds.
Yeah.
Oh. Here's your next question. According to Ernest Hemingway, all modern American literature comes from which book? A, Huckleberry Finn. B, The Great Gatsby. C, To Kill a Mockingbird. You've put To Kill a Mockingbird, right. Read any of these?
None.
All right. Here we go. Correct answer is... Yeah, Huckleberry Finn. Right, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Here she comes. Yeah, Twain, right?
Yeah, it was Mark Twain. I had to be the one that was the earliest out of those.
Thank you very much. All right, Chaser's moved to within one with two from home. Good job we didn't go for the 40 grand. Here's your question. Which endangered animal can grip food thanks to an enlarged wrist bone that functions like a thumb? A, giant panda. B, snow leopard. C, Asian elephant. You've put giant panda.
Yeah,
gotta be, isn't it? Correct answer is... Well played, giant panda it is. Step closer to home, Chaser's foot. Very good, remains with us.
I hope they're so good at picking bamboo and holding on to it while they chew on it.
Thank you. One more and we are home. Come on, let's do this. Here's your question. Which of these Broadway musicals is not based on an opera by Puccini? A, A Little Night Music. B, Miss Saigon. C, Rent. You've put A Little Night Music. Not your thing.
Because we're dressers.
Yeah, OK. Correct answer is to go through with £6,000. Here we go, good luck. Well played. Very, very good indeed.
Miss Saigon is based on Madame Butterfly and Rent is based on La Boheme. A Little Night Music is by Stephen Sondheim and takes its title from a piece of music by Mozart, Eine kleine Nachtmusik.
There you are, Eine kleine Nachtmusik. Ich liebe dich, mein Schatz. That means I love you, our darling. That's not to you, that's to her. However, very good. Scrape through.
Yeah, I'm kicking myself about the boy band knowledge now.
Couple of guesses, but we are through. Well, yeah, well done. That's brilliant, mate. You. Well done. Cheers. Congratulations. Two players through. Donnelly's thrilled, look. It's all good. Two good players and £12,000, of course. What do you think?
I can't wait to see what Rosie's got to offer. Can she get through as well?
Yes, indeed. Can Rosie get through? But more to the point, with £12,000 in the prize fund, will she add to or take away? There's the quandary. We'll see you in a bit. Welcome back. Last up, it is Rosie. Welcome to the show, Rosie.
Hiya.
Now, you are a medical student.
Yes.
Originally from Kent. Where are you based now?
I've spent the last 5 years in Liverpool.
And what sort of area of the medical profession do you want to get into?
I really like working with children.
Right.
I think that's the way I'm headed.
Yeah, OK, fair enough. What do you get up to in your spare time?
If I'm not in a hospital, I tend to be in the kitchen. So I love to cook for friends, cook for myself, cook for my boyfriend.
All right.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, after 5 years at uni, I've got a list as long as your arm. But my most pressing thing is my little courser, which I've had for a couple of years, is on his last legs.
Really?
So I think a new car might be.
Have you got a name for your courser?
He's called Jimmy.
Jimmy the courser.
Yeah.
All right, and what car would you desire?
My dream car is a Volkswagen Beetle.
Right, let's get you one of them, Rosie. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Good luck. Your time starts now. A house without internal dividing walls is known as open what?
Plan.
Correct. What planet appears in the common name of an insect-eating plant?
Venus.
Correct. Maybe and Free Me were solo hits for which Spice Girls member?
Pass.
Emma Bunton. What metal precedes service when a waiter serves food with a spoon and fork? Correct. Which outlaw has been played on film by Russell Crowe, Kevin Costner and Sean Connery?
Pass.
Robin Hood. Who was the last British monarch to have two children succeed to the throne?
Queen Victoria.
George V. Which Canadian pop star began modelling Calvin Klein underwear in 2015?
Michael Bublé.
Justin Bieber. The Greek athlete Spyridon Lewis won the first Olympic title in what race?
Pass.
Marathon. Melissa Suffield and Hetty Bywater both played which EastEnders character?
Pass.
Lucy Beale. The Indian state of Assam is at the eastern end of what mountain range?
The Himalayas.
Correct. What? No time to get there for you, Rosie. Very good. Couple of tricky ones. Not an EastEnders fan, then?
I'm rubbish at soaps.
Too busy working. All right, Rosie, £4,000. That's not bad at all. Are you a gambling girl?
I can be tempted.
Time to yep. face the chaser.
Rosie, that wasn't that bad. But it wasn't as good as a fireman or a laundrette owner, so that's going to really reassure your patients.
So unnecessary.
I know.
£4,000, let's put it on the table. Here we go. A step closer to home, we'll see you get an offer of...
-£1,000.
That was always coming. But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, she will offer you...
I think Rosie just said she could be tempted into a gamble. And if you're not tempted into a gamble with this, you never will be. £63,000.
Have a chat with the team. Daz.
Rosie, £63,000, wow. But we want you back here. Four, even -1. Let's play as a team and beat you at last one.
Donnelly.
Take the -1 because you represent an extra point on the head start and your knowledge is more valuable than the money.
Oh, okay. What a team. Ooh,
tactical.
Undone. -1 takes you down to 11. Four takes you up to 16. 63 takes you up to 75. What do you think?
I always said to everyone that I would never take a minus offer. But I'm going to go for minus one. I think I'm more used in the final chase than I am out.
Okay, minus one it is. Chaser.
I can see it hurts.
Yeah.
It really does.
It hurts those guys.
Rosie, for minus £1,000, the chase is on. Great thing is, of course, you have the blessing of your team. Let's go. Here's your first question. The Levant is the name given to the eastern coast of which sea? A, Black Sea, B, Caspian Sea, C, Mediterranean Sea. You've put Caspian Sea.
I'm really not sure. I don't think it's Mediterranean, because I feel like I would have heard of it. So I'm going for Caspian, because I don't think it's the other two.
Correct answer is... it's Mediterranean. Staying where you are. Chase has put... comes onto the table, moves straight away to within three.
To countries like Turkey, which are getting into Asia and the Middle East.
Thank you. Here's your question. What name was given to a dance in which one was allowed to cut in? A, an excuse me, B, pardon me, or C, a forgive me? Need an answer? You've put... excuse me.
Soaps and dance are things I don't know very much about. So, again, that's a bit of a guess.
This is a very old-fashioned term, I have to say. Yeah, like the tea dance at the Waldorf in the Palm Court. I used to go many times, just after the war. Correct answer is... it is, excuse me, well done. Step closer to home. Chase has put... goes... wrong with pardon me?
I've never been to a tea dance, Bradley. You've never taken me.
Crikey. Good. Game opens up. Here's your next question. Oh, big slip there from the chaser. That's good for us. Here's your question. Which of these was a 2010 hit single for Katy Perry? A, Teenage Kicks, B, Teenage Dreams, C, Teenage Dirtbag. You've put Teenage Dream.
Yeah, I remember that well.
Yeah. Correct answer is... Teenage Dream, well played. Step closer home. Chase has put... goes right also with Teenage Dream, makes up for that last miss. Here's your next question. What day is also known as Gaelic Day in Scotland? A, Boxing Day, B, Halloween, C, April Fool's Day. You've put April Fool's Day.
Gaelic maybe sounds like a word for, like, a prank or something.
Yep.
So...
why not? Correct answer is... it is April Fool's Day, but I'm step closer home. Chase has put. Goes right also. It stays within four. One more and you are through. Now then, if you get this right, you could have gone for your statutory £4,000. Two right on the bounce, you'd have had two goes at 63,000. Here's your next question. Which politician caused controversy in 2015 by launching a pink campaign bus to appeal to female voters? A, Esther McVeigh. B, Harriet Harman. C, Nigel Farage. You've put Harriet Harman.
I'm pretty sure it was a Labour thing. And I know Harriet Harman's a Labour MP.
Right. If Harriet Harman is right, you are through. And romped home, by the way. And probably far too cautious, team. Right. You've put Harriet Harman. Correct answer is to go through with minus £1,000. Them before.
I could have got caught though, and then I'd be completely out.
But you didn't.
But I might have done.
But you didn't.
This could go on for a long time.
No, it couldn't. See the old cash builder? It muddles with people's brain that they think they're not good enough.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're a bit too cautious there, Earl.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
But even with the will of your team, you are through to the final chase.
Thank
well
you.
Done, darling. And £11,000. All right, very good.
Sorry. No, don't be sorry. Well done.
Don't be sorry. Well done, Donnelly. Yeah, Daz are happy. Okay, what do you think?
Well, Rosie adds that one step, but can she add anything else for them minus 1,000?
I think she can. Three of them in the final. Rosie, Daz and Donnelly. The total prize fund is 11 grand. That is £3,666 each. Now, are they going home with that? Well, they'll have to outrun the vixen one more time. Can they do it? Find out after the break. Welcome back. Rosie, Daz and Donnelly have made it through to the final chase. There is £11,000 in the prize fund. That is £3,666 each. Donnelly, what would you do with yours?
Take my friends on holiday and give my kids some pocket money.
Perfect. Daz?
Family holiday and a tattoo.
Good for you, mate. Rosie?
Put it towards a new car.
Excellent stuff. OK, during the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase. Set A or set B, and you have selected set...
Set A, Brad.
OK, thank you. That means Jenny, the Vixen, Ryan, our chaser, then get set B. Three of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a three-step head start on the chase, and there it is. That is quite a big advantage. Please make that pay. Well played for getting through to the final. These questions will come at you much quicker than the cash build around. I wish you luck. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yep. Your time starts... Now, lasagna sheets are a variety of what foodstuff?
Pasta.
Correct. The Manhattan Project took place during what war?
Rosie.
Second World War.
Correct. Who played Helen in the 90s film Sliding Doors?
Donnelly.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Correct. What Italian fashion house makes the perfume Sicily?
Rosie.
Pass.
Dolce & Gabbana. Grizzly bears live on what continent?
Rosie.
North America.
Correct. What Scottish band had a 90s hit with Julia Says?
Daz.
Texas.
Wet, wet, wet. Who was the first of the Queen's children to remarry?
Donnelly.
Princess Anne.
Correct. Jing Mei Wu is a character in what Amy Tan novel?
Daz.
Pass.
The Joy Luck Club. What city is located in the Australian Capital Territory?
Daz.
Brisbane.
Canberra. Which puppeteer created TV show Fraggle Rock?
Daz.
Pass.
Jim Henson. Seen by the Brook is a part of what Beethoven symphony?
Daz.
Fifth.
Pastoral Symphony. Edward VI succeeded which Tudor king?
Daz.
Pass.
Henry VIII. Gynocracy is ruled by what group of people?
Donnelly.
Women.
Correct. Copacabana Beach lies on what ocean?
Daz.
Pacific.
Atlantic. In what film did Johnny Depp play the author of Peter Pan?
Rosie.
Finding Neverland.
Correct. Chopsticks are used in what activity?
Rosie.
Eating.
Correct. De profundis is an expression for what language?
Rosie.
Latin.
Correct. Who won Best British Female at the 2015 Brit Awards?
Daz.
Bus.
Paloma Faith. What number on a dartboard is furthest from the floor?
Daz.
20.
Correct. Ammonium sulfate is a salt of what acid?
Rosie.
Sulfuric acid.
Correct. What letter is not pronounced in the word thumb?
Rosie.
B.
Correct. What Manchester train station has the code MCV?
Rosie.
Manchester Victoria.
Correct. Dinah Rigg plays Olenna. No time to get there for you. 16. OK, that's not bad. I've got to be honest, I think we'll need some pushbacks.
Yep.
Right. Time to bring back the chaser.
What would have been if there wasn't that mid-wobble there?
Yeah, a bit of a lull in the middle.
There was. They went quiet, but then they came back roaring at the end.
Yeah.
Still, it's a good target, and I just need to bring it home now.
Banana skin time, 16. All right, remember, if the chaser gets a question wrong, then the team get it right, they push her back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. In a musical scale, what note follows Ray?
Me.
Correct. Washoku cuisine comes from what Asian country?
Japan.
Correct. On what TV drama did Marcia Cross play Brie Van De Kamp?
Desperate Housewives.
Correct. In what winter sport do racers change lanes after each lap?
Cross-country skiing.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Is it one of the indoor skating ones?
Yeah, speed skating.
Yeah. Can we go for that?
Yeah. Speed skating.
Is correct. Well played. Great answer. We push the chaser back. 14 now required. Your time starts again now. Which Frenchman created the Legion of Honour in 1802?
Napoleon Bonaparte.
Correct. A Design for Life was a 90s hit for what Welsh band?
Manic Street Preachers.
Correct. Rigel and Vega are examples of what heavenly bodies?
Stars.
Correct. A saltire cross is also named after which UK patron saint?
St Andrew.
Correct. A quaestor was a magistrate in what ancient empire?
Rome.
Correct. Which actor starred as Charlie in the film Daddy Daycare?
Adam Sandler.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. Here we go, team. Which actor starred as Charlie in the film Daddy Daycare?
When's Daddy Daycare from? Is it fairly recent?
Daddy Day... No, it's...
really old. Do you want to go Arnold Schwarzenegger then? Or have you got any other ideas?
I think it's... Adam Murphy.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Good for that.
Eddie Murphy.
Great answer, well played. Eddie Murphy is right. Push to chase the backs, 10 required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. Which Hungarian composer wrote a Faust symphony?
Bartok.
Stop the clock, that is wrong. Which Hungarian composer team wrote a Faust symphony?
Hungarian composers.
Not a clue.
Me neither.
Couldn't even guess their name.
Go Bach, maybe?
Yeah.
I think he's German, but I'm not.
Is he? Bach.
His wrong correct answer is Franz Liszt.
Oh, no.
10 required to catch the team, 1 minute and 10 seconds remaining. Here we go, your time starts again now. What shape is a no overtaking road sign?
Triangular.
Start the clock, that is wrong. What shape is a no overtaking road sign?
Yeah. Yeah, go round.
Round.
Is correct, well played. We push the chaser back again, 11 required now to catch the team. Your time starts again now. Pink is a product line by what American lingerie company?
Victoria's Secret.
Correct. Princess Margaret got married in what church?
Westminster Abbey.
Correct. In The Simpsons, who provided the voice of Sideshow Bob?
Kelsey Grammer.
Correct. Felinology is the study of what domestic animals?
Cats.
Correct. The nasalis muscle is found in what sensory organ?
Eye.
Stop the clock, please, Ron.
Nasal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it? I don't know.
Nose.
Is correct. Well played, Nasalis. Nasal, well done. Push the chaser back. 8 required. Very good. 43 seconds remaining. This will be close. Here we go. Your time starts again now. Superstar and Thank You were hits for which UK female singer?
Jamelia.
Correct. Who was the first King of England from the House of Normandy?
William the Conqueror.
Correct. Grimsby is on the south side of what estuary?
Humber.
Correct. What type of sweet is a galaxy ripple?
Chocolate bar.
Correct. Ekarte is a position in what style of dance?
Ballet.
Correct. Who played Robbie Turner in the film Atonement?
James McAvoy.
Correct. What type of creature is a gnat catcher?
Insect.
Stop the clock. This will put you right back in it. What type of creature is a gnat catcher?
Bird.
Is correct. Well played. Push the chaser back. 3 required. Here we go. 13 seconds remaining. Your time starts again. Now, a traditional tricolore salad includes what Italian cheese?
Mozzarella.
Correct. What river acts as a border between France and Germany?
The Loire.
Stop the clock, that is wrong.
Is it Alsace-Lorraine? I think it's the Lorraine River. Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Well, I have no idea. Yeah.
Go for that.
Lorraine
is wrong. It's the Rhine.
Oh, no.
2 to catch, 4 seconds remaining. Your time starts again. Now, Faline the deer appears in what Disney film?
Bambi.
Correct. The oboe represents...
Yes!
Well played. Very, very good indeed. Here's something interesting for you. Chaser needed 1 to catch you. Getting Rosie back, for sure, by taking the minus hopper was that extra step, which is exactly what you said, Donnelly.
I'm glad it was worth it in the end.
And so,
I'd have got a lot of stick if it wasn't.
That's it. So that one tactical move, which actually what Jenny said, worked for you perfectly. Congratulations. How do you feel?
I can't believe it. I never thought it would happen.
Happy days.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll be the cheer of the station, Daz, when you get back.
Might have to get a few beers in.
Good for you, mate. Good for you. Well, congratulations, Donnelly, Daz and Rosie. Take your £11,000, split it equally, enjoy it. You've outrun the chaser. Congratulations, you've not been caught. Chaser.
Great tactics, well, and they capitalised on those mistakes that I made. Really well done. Rosie did make all the difference, so I stand corrected.
Yes, there you are, you see. Chaser needed 1, but the team go home with £3,666 each. Well, see, can be done. So, could you take money from a chaser? Please. Come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye. Well done.
Potato.